to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show again. Talk radio to thrive by. And thanks for joining us. For those of you that were part of our first hour, we want to welcome you and bring you along. And we're actually going to continue that conversation about what it means to think big, what it means to live our lives, and have an exquisite experience. I've got a lot of questions for my guest today. I've got a lot of questions for him today. And I know, and look, he's trying to leave. And I think he's... Benny, lock the door. Lock the door.
It's already been taken care of.
Well, you know, there are... of course, you've heard me say that I absolutely love what I do. And I love what I do for a lot of different reasons. One of them is that I get to connect with all of you out there that tune us in and turn us on each day. And then some days and some nights, I'm now getting emails at some like 3 a.m. And then I realize that they're not from here. They're from other parts of the world that are on different clock, right?
Are you still awake at 3 a.m?
Well, no, but they tag them. Well, honestly, let me just tell you, there are some mornings I am. There are some mornings that I do get up at 3 because I have an idea. And what I've learned is that rather than have it haunt me and lay there in bed, I get up and I just write a few lines down and then I'm good.
Great idea.
Yeah, take about a half a shot of bourbon and go back to bed. No, I'm just kidding. Well, let me introduce my guest today. And so you know who that just amazingly handsome voice is on the other microphone in the studio. I've been honored to have multiple conversations with Friedemann Schaub joining me here today and previously. We've been talking about so many different things. And you know, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is someone that not only understands the intricacies of how we're all connected, but shares that information with people through his classes, through his lectures, through his private work, through his tours, and we'll talk about Egypt in a minute. And, you know, he gets to help all of us basically get unstuck. And if you were listening to the Canfield interview that was on before, helps us understand that we not only can dream big, but we can actually implement big. So today's conversation is especially precious to me, and I'll tell you why in a minute. You know, we're going to be talking about the ego, probably in a way that I've not talked about it before. But we're going to be talking about what it really does, what it really wants, and why this is important in our emotional development. And how do our emotions serve us or not serve us? But before we do, now you have a trip planned for Egypt.
That's right.
Okay, so let's take a minute to talk about the trip. And then, Benny, look what I have.
You got a nice little prezi over there.
Do you have scissors that you can...
I do.
Oh, you can just rip it open.
Can I rip it? Is it okay?
Oh, yeah.
So as I'm ripping this open, let everyone know what it is I have and how they can have one too very soon.
Well, we brought Pat a beautiful blanket from Egypt, a wool blanket. And it's one of those that we bring every year when we go to Egypt with us, because it's not only incredibly beautiful, you can even hang it on the wall, but it's also something you can wrap around. It's 100% wool, and it just feels great. It looks great. And she had this...
looks really warm.
Yeah, and she had this expression on the face on her last show where she said, oh, I want one.
And that's exactly
so
how I said to
her. Had to bring one. Exactly.
And now I'm wearing it.
It looks good on you.
I love this.
It looks great. It's a dress.
It feels beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
But this is part of the adventure when you do take people on the trips. And I think it's important for our listeners to know how they can find out more about that.
Yeah, the best way to find out more is to go to egyptiscalling.com. And there, you know, you can find all the information you need about this healing and spiritual tour to Egypt. Because it's not one of those tours where you only go and take pretty pictures and visit the ancient sites with thousands of other people. It's really something very unique and something I believe, very transformational for everybody who ever went to this tour and for the many people who will come to us and with us in the future.
And we did a show, I believe, last time. And folks can go to the drpatshow.com archives. And, you know, if you search on Egypt, you'll get the show that comes up, because then they can listen to how the experience differs from, you know, most trips to Egypt and how that works. So there's a lot of great information in that interview.
Yes. And you also find the interview on the Egypt's Calling website. And
if you have
any questions, just give us a call. And the phone number you find there, it's 866-903-6463. And Danielle, my wife, and I just love to talk about Egypt. So if you have any questions or anything you want to know more about it, give us a call.
Well, and you know, you also created Cellular Wisdom, and you know, you have helped so many people. So, you know, today's conversation is through the expansiveness of, you know, the 15 plus years that you've had connecting with people and putting folks on a course to wellness. And this conversation is so important to me that, you know, I'm actually getting a dose of being in touch with emotions. And, you know, I want to ask you this question, because today, you know, we're talking about emotional freedom through loving the ego. You have got to be like one of the first people I've ever talked with or had that is talking to us about loving the ego. Here's my first question. Does loving the ego mean we have to agree with it?
Well, it's like, you know, loving your child. Does that mean that you always have to agree with your child?
Oh, good point.
But
like Benny. Loving Benny.
But, you know, you can find it at least adorable and lovable. You mm-hmm. know, I just came up with really wanting to talk about this because originally, I wanted to call it Stop Picking on the Ego, because there is so much right now going on about the ego and how bad it is and how we have just to get rid of it and live differently. And for me, it's just the opposite, because I feel whenever we are rejecting a part of us, we are not creating wholeness. We are actually disintegrating in some levels. And ultimately, it's going to backfire.
Well, I love that, you know, I looked at the notes that I received, and you mentioned that Eckhart Tolle describes the ego as compulsively self-centered, and others call it the cause of all suffering. So we want to talk about the ego in a different way, and, you know, here's what I want to say about it. I totally agree with you, because now I'm going to get all fired up, because it's hard for us to imagine this expansively loving self if we're beaten up on some aspect of who we are.
Exactly. It's you know, it's the same thing as if we are trying to be all heart opening but still judgmental. And so as long as we are criticizing ourselves for a part of us and really just say we don't want that, rather than understanding what is it really about? What does the ego really want? I mean, I know the behavior of the ego is not necessarily the prettiest, and it's not necessarily the most open ones, you know, sometimes it expresses itself as greedy or self-centered or just wanting it all and looking always in the future and always in the past, never being in the present moment. I mean, there are a lot of expressions of the ego. But do we ever ask, so if this is a part of our subconscious, because we don't consciously decide, you know, this is what we do. It's almost an automatic driving force inside. Do we ever ask what this subconscious part of us really wants? What is it really about? And when we do, you will see things are completely shifting and turning around.
Friedman, I have got to ask you this question, because I'm so glad you brought this up. I have heard so many, and I'm going to use the word negative, so many negative things about the self-conscious, you know, how we have to change it, how we have to get in touch with it. Isn't there any part of our self-conscious that represents our wholeness and the greater good? Or, you know, is our subconscious, you know, our evil twin?
I think our subconscious is actually the biggest ally and friend we have. Mm. But it does what it knows how to do from early times on. And if we are not directing our subconscious, if we are not really consciously communicating, what happens is just keeps on going with what it has learned when we grew up, through traumas, through experiences that seem to just, on some level, keep us safe or get us what we wanted.
There is a quote that I brought up on my webpage, because I didn't remember remember it, but I know it was from Nietzsche, and you know, and you know, sort of my study. And I couldn't remember it, and I pulled it up, and it says, "Whenever I climb, I'm followed by a dog called ego." What's he talking about?
Well, you know, and I really think that's where the you know, being separate from your wholeness starts, when you're looking at the subconscious or you're looking at the ego as something that's separate from you and you're pushing aside. Mm. And what I often notice is when people do this consistently, the part, let's call it the ego, gets louder and louder and louder. It's like, you know, having a temper tantrum because we're ignoring it. So, you know, the natural tendency internally is for integration, for wholeness. And if we push something aside, you know, we all experience it with kids. If we try to ignore them, they're just right away coming up and screaming at us for attention. And that's the same thing that happens with the ego.
Well, we're going to talk about this. And, you know, one of the questions that I want to explore when we come back from break is, you know, how do we identify what is ego and what is not? And how do we identify which part of that is serving us in the moment and which doesn't? You know, part of today's show is looking at emotions and understanding what that means. And so when we return from break for a minute, one of the things that I want to explore with you is, how do we handle disappointment?
Good.
Good. Benny, did you get that? You look. Did you see the look he had on his face? I wish I had a picture of that. It was good. And the reason I want to explore it is because, you know, for a lot of reasons, disappointment is out there. We experience it, and yet we don't recognize it. How do we experience disappointment? How do we experience maybe an agreement that we thought was going to happen, or a contract, or a new job, and it doesn't? Freedom and Child, my guest today, will be right back. Shake that booty a little bit. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
Reprogram your mind to be thin and your body to be free. Are you tired of being overweight? Do you feel like a failure because you can't lose weight? Join Alfonso DeRose, performance coach and master NLP trainer, in Seattle on May 31st. Alfonso teaches a revolutionary new method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Go to TakeYourRisk.com for two free tickets, a value of $698. Visit TakeYourRisk.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit QuantumVet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's QuantumVet.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you at risk for heart disease and stroke because your cholesterol is too high? You may have atherosclerosis or plaque buildup in your arteries. You may be eligible for a research study using natural nutrient supplementation to reduce your plaque and cholesterol. Must be 35 or older. Call Holistique Medical Center to see if you qualify. Included in the study is 1 year of free supplements to reduce your risk for heart disease. Call 425-451-0404 and visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Egyptian. This is so soft. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Soft and silky at the same time. Benny, I'm going to come over there and put it on you. welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And basically, you know, what I'm referring to is this beautiful Egyptian blanket that Dr. Friedemann Schaub gave me and brought in because of my attraction and affinity to Egypt, and to remind all of us that there is an upcoming trip that you could also find out more about by going to the website egyptiscalling.com.
That's right.
And today we've got something also really cool that we're doing. We have a number of CDs to give out. And so what we'd love to do is open up the phone lines for those of you out there and just call in, give Benny your email, telephone number, and name. And at the end of the show, we're going to put, you know, we're going to pick a couple of folks and gift you with this incredible empowerment CD. It's easy to do. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And so let's talk about the questions, disappointment and the ego.
Good. Well, let's talk what the ego is, in my opinion.
Okay.
And so the ego started most likely very early on in your life. Let's imagine for a moment that you went through your childhood and you had never really gotten what you wanted. Either you always missed out on attention or an approval or love, or maybe there was a big loss in your life.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, a part of you is crystallizing out from the rest of your mind, the rest of your consciousness, that says, okay, this is not really safe. This is not really a good place to be in. We don't really have what we want. And it starts actually just to think about survival. And so the way for us to get and keep what we want is to hoard and to make sure that as soon as there is an opportunity, we grab it. We think about this because it may be taken away from us again, or we don't necessarily get it delivered by others. And so that's how it may start. Now, the interesting thing about this is this part of the subconscious stays in that mindset if it's unattended, even when we are adults. And so we are creating just this persona inside of us that keeps on going and going and going, and basically does the same thing as we did as a child, but we don't necessarily identify it anymore as a child. Mm. And when this part of the subconscious gets unattended to, it also has a tendency to often take over. And that's when the ego comes to, you know, our adult awareness and basically does what it did. Taking things, hoarding it, making sure you're safe and nobody takes it away from you. And I see a lot of people that have exactly that mindset. Now, when something does not occur to their liking, and you talked about disappointment,
right,
it hurts this part much more because it already has so much of loss and sadness stored inside. So it's almost like there is a whole compartment of those emotions stored. If there is an additional just trigger of sadness, I can't get what I want, I don't deserve, and the disappointment comes with all of that, then all these emotions that have been stored are just coming to the surface and the disappointment feels much stronger.
So it's, that's why we get these things that we call hot buttons.
That's right.
You know, it's like, oh, you push my button. Where'd the button come from? You know, this is a, I love this conversation. We're going to talk more about it because I share the same perspective as you do. I don't look at the ego as compulsive and self-centered, and I think that that is a real disservice. As a matter of fact, when we had Yvonne Oswald on the other day and we talked about the power of the word, there is something to be said about singling out a part of us and kind of giving it a bad name. I want to remind everyone, we are going to be giving out CDs throughout this hour, and it's, we're going to make it really simple. All you'll need to do is dial our toll-free number, connect with Benny, Danny, give him some information, and by the end of the show, we will pick several of you to give one of these each an incredible self-empowerment CD. And I'll read the email slowly, excuse me, the telephone number slowly. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free anywhere in the United States. 1-800-930-2819. And if you're calling in from, or you're listening from another continent, and I was told to give the local number because some of you do like to call in internationally, and that is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. And all you will need to do is simply call in, and we would love to be able to connect, get some information from you, and by the end of the show, we'll be giving away two of these incredible self-empowerment CDs. You know, when we look at freedom and when we look at using even that language, and I'm very sensitive to it since I had my guest on the other day, you know, when we, because I'm talking about a part of me.
Right.
So am I not saying, oh, Pat, you are compulsively self-centered?
Yeah, absolutely. And this way you're judging yourself and, you know, ultimately you're hurting yourself. And you're hurting a part of you that may have heard this before that you're not okay. And, you know, it's again, this idea of the more we are rejecting something inside of us, the more we are preventing to really come to this wholeness. And I really believe that we cannot really find out who we are, which is anyhow pretty much impossible because there's so many layers to us. But the more we are not understanding a part of us that we don't like, the more we are moving away from what this part maybe has to offer. Because right now the ego very often has to offer the gift of safety. It is very much in our in the intention of the ego to create more safety, to make sure that we have enough, that we survive. And underneath that is fear, the fear that we are not provided for, the fear that we are not taken care of. So there is a good intention to everything and all of our parts. That's just my firm conviction after having worked with many, many people that first came to me and saying, you know, there's something wrong with me, and then understanding that really underneath there is something that on a deep level had actually a positive purpose.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about. Now, the CD that we'll be giving away today, the copies of it that will be given away, tell us about, and I want to kind of integrate this into our conversation, because I looked at the notes and it says two self-empowerment CDs, and so we'll be giving those away on the show today. But I wanted to ask you about those two CDs and how they address this level of emotion that some people believe can get out of control. And I guess the question comes up, Where do we begin with the conversation on emotions? What are the origins of emotions? And how do we know when to keep exuding emotions and when to say, okay, I'm done?
You know, I think we should never stop our emotions. I love emotions. I think these are the driving forces in our lives. And when you really are honest to yourself and you look through the day, you are thinking about what to do next mostly based on what you feel about it. If you don't feel anything about something, usually it doesn't really drive you to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, these emotions may not always be joy and purpose and excitement. It may also be fear and worry and doubt, but you're still driven mainly by emotions. They are a strong driving force. The problem rises up when we are identifying ourselves with the emotions. So when we are not seeing emotions as something that's just a part of our expression, a part of who we are, but really identifying ourselves, well, I'm an angry person, or I'm a driven person, or I'm an anxious person, and then really see only that as our major trait. That's then, you know, where the problem with emotions starts.
So let's talk about some of the problems we run into with emotions. And so what I'm asking is, how do we describe certain situations? I mean, what situations have you been in where your emotions have kind of been like beyond the point that you wanted them to go?
Well,
let's share stories.
Well, I think, you know, that's, for example, when I came, before I came to the U.S., mm-hmm. I was working in a cardiology department of a big university hospital. And my life was pretty much laid out. Everything was pretty much clear. I'm going to go into this academic career route and end up as a professor in cardiology somewhere in Germany. And And a part of me was very satisfied with that because, and again, we may call it the ego, because it felt very safe, very secure. It had a lot of prestige and it really felt like, okay, this is who you are. But another part of me started yawning and saying, you know what? I mean, 30 more years of that? Are you sure you want to do that? So there was a little conflict inside, but the emotional turmoil came up when all of my dreams seemed to be shattered because this next step that I wanted to go, which was a research position, which I was supposed to go for 2 years just to go in depth into molecular biology, was canceled in the last minute. Well, the problem was I didn't have a job at that point because I was sure I will go to this institute. And so I was pretty much like in limbo. And of course, all the fears from that ego side came up and say, so all your career is gone, all what you have worked on, what are you going to do next? Are you thinking about, you know, working, you know, as a bartender or what's going to happen? So there was all this turmoil and definitely it put a big damper and a big block into my, you know, clarity because it was panic. It was pure panic and the fear of, okay, what can I do next? But the beauty about it was when I realized that it was also a great opportunity, that it was actually this other side that was kind of bored with, you know, going through those, you know, it's like medical mills and not really attending to the people and really what's going on. That part came up and said, you know what? This is a great opportunity. Why don't you just do what you really want and move to a different country? How about going to America? How about going to Seattle? And there are many magical moments and synergies that happened that brought me here. But it really shifted the moment I realized it's not an obstacle. It is actually an opportunity. And I think that's the biggest gift we can get from our emotions. When there is an emotion, don't look at it as an obstacle. Mm. Look at it as information. And then go and see what opportunity does this information give me.
All right. Well, I love that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about the keys to achieve emotional freedom. Dr. Friedemann Chow joining me here today. We've got CDs to give away. Toll-free number 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Just give us a call. Connect with Benny, and he'll explain the whole thing to you. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling presentation challenged? Are you scared, nervous, or anxious in front of a group? Learn how to present magically. The Empowerment Partnership offers the Presenting Magically seminar in Seattle, May 16th through the 18th. Gain rapport with groups of any size. Manage the energy around you. Increase your charisma and magnetism. Call for your $95 spring special at 800-800-MIND. Visit NLP.com. The Presenting Magically seminar from the Empowerment Partnership at NLP.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. SmallBizSherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hiya. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm thrilled to have Dr. Friedemann Schaub here joining me today. I want to give out some information so that you know how to find out more about his website. There are actually two places we want to direct you to, but right away, you can go to cellularwisdom.com, and EgyptIsCalling.com will give you information about Egypt. We're talking about emotional freedom through loving the ego. Very interesting conversation. Some people would say, that's an oxymoron. You can't really do both of those things. And we're here to say you must do that. And so, as I mentioned before, we've got some CDs we're going to be giving away. No need for you to come on the air. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, we're talking about some tips. We're talking about what we can do. What are the keys to emotional freedom? And I think that's usually a difficult conversation because let me just explain why. Because the answer usually is you've got to control the ego. You got to let go of the ego.
Right, right.
But this is not that answer.
No, the answer is first to really communicate with the ego and find out what's underneath that. And I think we talked about emotions, so let's look at what is the driving force of whatever your ego is doing, whatever the expression is. And one simple way of doing it is just to imagine what would happen if you don't get it. Let's say the ego is really driven by more money or more prestige. And then let's ask, what happens if you don't get this?
Okay, I'm with you.
And what happens then is that you often feel like, well, I don't have what I want.
Or I failed.
I failed.
I'm a failure.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you ask yourself, you know, what is it what in the past, way back, gave you the information that you're not good enough, that you're a failure? Who did not give you? And it's not about blame. You know, I'm not a person who is interested in the how or who. It's more about really identifying that this is something that's way back, much older than us, and has nothing to do really with our core of who we are. But it was at some point valuable to have in our lives. And I tell you, one story that really stuck out for me is a client, and you may say this is a very special expression of the ego, but it's a person who always seemed to be disconnected from others. And it was a person who felt very much like, I'm only interested in myself. I'm very much interested in just taking care of my needs. Now, if you really ask this person what was going on inside, beyond his behavior, what he had going on inside was that he constantly was beating himself up. Now, it was not beating up in terms of criticizing himself. It was literally visualizing that he was beating himself up with a baseball bat or something like this. So with very horrific and violent pictures.
You're talking about Literally. Taking a bat to himself.
Absolutely.
Got it.
That was the image he had constantly.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing was that, you know, he always felt like, I'm a bad person. I have to reject this part of me. This is bad. There's something severely wrong with me. And he was almost, you know, going to an insane asylum because he felt there was something just not okay. Well, what he understood later on was that his father, who was always beating him up physically when he was a little child, at some point there was a part inside of this boy that said, you know, I want to be first. The only way to get some kind of self-integrity, to keep some kind of power, is for me to visualize that I have beaten myself up before my father did it, so that I'm at least in power and it doesn't hurt me so much when he does it. So it was like this really interesting mindset that he had forgotten about. But when we work with the subconscious, when he was in a light trance, he remembered, wow, this was what was going on. Then he could actually love this part that felt like a mean part, that felt like a part that is punishing him, that is beating him up constantly. Then he understood there was a very positive purpose about it. This was a part that probably kept me sane and alive on some level. But now, being 51, it's outdated. Mm-hmm. I have to give this part, and this is something I want to really, you know, say to the listeners. It's very important. You have to give the ego a new job description. It's not about letting the ego, like, say, okay, now you can retire, and, you know, thank you very much, goodbye. It's about, okay, now understand what your gifts are, and then give it a new way to work for you and to be integrated in the wholeness, rather than saying, you know, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to, you know, have you as a part of me.
Let's stay with this point, because here's what I want to say about it. And, you know, this is such an opportunity for all of us right now, because there are many, many books out there. There are movies from The Secret. There's this little book that I read every day, pull a piece out. And, you know, basically it says, you know, whatever you focus on, you'll attract.
Right.
And so to walk away from some of the comments that have been made about the ego, and we started the show out talking about the ego as compulsive and self-centered. If we actually hold that in our consciousness and in our thought, then the ego being more self-centered is what's going to show up.
Exactly, exactly. Right. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I loved the Jack Canfield show you had on beforehand. And a lot of people come to me and ask me, you know, I'm doing all the things of The Secret. I'm working with all these principles, and I'm really focusing and visualizing, and I still don't get what I want. And I really believe that when we are doing this from the place of the ego, and again, not the ego that needs to be judged or condemned, but when we want something because we feel without it, we don't really have enough, or we don't really have an identity, then we are coming from a place of fear, and we're coming from a place of lack. Although we feel like, no, we are so excited about all of this. But when you really are honest to yourself and go underneath, the energy you're sending out, the thoughts you're sending out are about, oh my God, what happens if I don't get it? That fear is
fear
still...
Fear, lack, and scarcity.
Exactly. And that's where the disappointment comes from. You know, when you ask about the disappointment at the beginning, and I think disappointment comes from the idea of, if I don't have that, if I don't get my expectation met, then I actually gonna have, you know, a lack, something is missing, I'm not whole, I'm not good enough. And so it's, you know, I'm quite often actually disappointed. I was the other day in a restaurant, and it was a beautiful meal, but they didn't serve bread with a cheese, and I was absolutely disappointed. So, you know, and it's fine to just notice that. Because
what did they serve with the cheese?
Well, they forgot to put this bread in the oven, so it was not ready.
But it
gave me at least the opportunity to notice it and do something about it. So I got some crackers. But, you know, it's so...
I totally understand that.
With disappointment or any kind of emotions, also the fear, just see it as a way for us to get some information. Okay, this is what I'm missing. And then, you know, I want to talk about the keys of emotional freedom. So that awareness piece is the first piece. And don't look at the emotion like, oh my God, this is too overwhelming, or I shouldn't have it, push it aside. The same thing with the ego. Don't look at the ego as something that's unholy, that is bad. I should be in a spiritual path. Everything is one. Everything is unity. What do I do with the ego? Really understand that this is just a way for us to get a deeper understanding and more information about what's going on and who we really are, and learning about it.
Well, let's talk about this, because this, I love this. We're going to share the keys with everyone. I want to mention, we've got those CDs that we'd love to give away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Friedman, one of the things that I wanted you to address as we talk about the keys, because these are so important. You know, here I am today, and not here I am, but here's the scenario. And I actually received an email, and I want to get this question to you, because I think the keys are going to help her. Here I am. I'm listening to your show, and I love everything that you're saying. And I'm sitting here, an account that I thought would close didn't close. I cannot pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an emotional wreck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The keys to emotional freedom. Now, give them now.
Well, you know, and I think the first awareness that you have is that you feel like an emotional wreck, and there's probably the fear of survival. There's a fear of what I'm going to do next, how will I pay my bills, and, you know, what will be the next step. So that's just something we have to face. And then we are seeing, okay, this is what we are dealing with. This is the awareness that I have. Now, with awareness comes also the other piece that we are often forgetting, which is be aware of what other possibilities are out there. Is it really true that this was your only source? Is that account really the only way to pay your bills? Or are there other ways for you to find income or find the money coming in right now?
Well, let's talk about this from, I love the cheese story because I have an egg story that's kind of the same way. It's true. I mean, I up until, and boy, I hate to admit this, up until about my mid, late 30s, I would go nuts if I ordered breakfast eggs and I got them and I ordered them over easy and I got them some other way.
Right.
Okay. What was that about? I mean, why would an egg ruin your day? Right? And is that really any different than my same, emotional response to the fact that I expected this account
That's right.
to close
yeah.
and it didn't? Oh, now what am I going to do?
Well, you know, and I think especially with money and the account, one thing that really helped me over the years is to realize when we put so much attention on one source of income, we are really putting an expectation on something that is really not the source of from where we are manifesting. You know, like Jack Canfield, I mean, he doesn't say, you know, you have to go to the bank and visualize with a bank director. He says you have to go and visualize to the universe and let those things come to you. And so it's really important also to see this account may have not worked out, but there are thousands of accounts out there for you that you need to visualize as sources of income or expect unexpected money to come in. Be just open to receive. So this is the second key. Be flexible. Don't get stuck in one emotion. Go to the other side and imagine for a moment how it would be if you actually would be completely open to receive other sources of income, if you would have this clarity in mind to know exactly what to do next, and just see this as flexibility that one or the other feels better. Mm-hmm. If it feels better for you to be in fear, some people indulge fear for a while because mm-hmm. it's the self-pity and it's this way of really taking care of yourself. But a lot of people enjoy actually being much more in power and mm-hmm. saying, you know, I want to just have more clarity in mind. And then they choose. And so the third key is really choose.
All right. We'll talk about that when we come back. And we're going to hit up ego and love, romance. What happens when that disappointment happens? We'll be right back.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to CommandingWealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the One Command at CommandingWealth.com.
Ready to be inspired? Enjoy an evening with best-selling author, trainer, and inspirational speaker, Iyanla Van Zandt, for her talk entitled The Way We Love. Join us on May 20th at Benaroya Hall in Seattle. Iyanla teaches that one cannot evolve politically, socially, or economically until one evolves spiritually. She conveys this message with love, humor, and humility. Her frank, down-to-earth manner will make you laugh and inspire you as she shares her wisdom, compassion, and enthusiasm for life. Enjoy pre-event music and song by the Total Experience Gospel Choir and the Choir of Light. The Dr. Pat Show is proud to be a sponsor of the Five Extraordinary People 2008 Lecture Series. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information. Don't miss Iyanla Van Zandt on May 20th at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And I think, Benny, you've got a few names on you that we'll take care of in a minute. But Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today. We're talking about the ego, but we're talking about it in a different way. I love this conversation because I had to kind of learn the hard way. And, you know, going to a five-year doctoral program studying psychology didn't give me the answers that I needed. But Dr. Friedemann Schaub here is. CellularWisdom.com is the website. And, you know, we're talking about this conversation. And, and thank you for joining us here today. And thank you for giving us these keys. These are important.
Boy,
it is so important. We love every aspect of who we are, every nook, every cranny, every aspect of what we've experienced, and don't leave any room for judgment. And so it's not about the eggs. It's not about the eggs.
And not about the bread.
But it took me a lot of years. How does choice factor into this? Because this is the element you mentioned before we went to break. What am I choosing?
Well, I think ultimately you want to choose what empowers you, and you want to choose what really makes you feel better about yourself, that raises your self-worth. You know, we had this conversation in the break, and I really liked what you said, that the eggs were more about, you know, being valued, being loved.
Yeah, and I'll share this really quickly. When I was a young child, and it was right before my mother died, and I would have, and I probably have to come see you to work through this issue, but I remember that, you know, I didn't like scrambled eggs. To this day, it's hard for me to eat them, but I loved eggs over easy, so to speak. Not runny, over easy. And I could never get eggs that way. And so it was always, we don't have time, we're making scrambled eggs, that you can serve 10 people with scrambled eggs, but nobody's going to stand there and give a five-year-old what she wants.
Right.
The story continued. And so here I am, 35 years old, and I'm talking across the table from Linda, and I'm saying, 35 years old, and I still can't get eggs over easy. And she finally called me out on it. So how do we address these things that really are holding us back in a lot of ways emotionally.
You know, and I think that's what the work I'm offering in personal breakthrough programs help you, because it's multi-layered. You know, I think working on awareness and flexibility and choice are important, but if they're deep-rooted, deep-seated memories or, you know, emotions, traumas, or beliefs, you know, in your case, it may have been the belief I can't have what I want. If those are deeply rooted in the subconscious, we have to go into the subconscious and change those. So we can try to talk ourselves out of it, but it really is harder than going back and working directly with the subconscious and pretty much get it back to current, get it updated, mm-hmm. and let go of those emotions. Because every emotion we store has a piece of learning to it, has a piece of greater understanding to it. Mm. Every pain we had, every fear we had, when we go back and ask the subconscious, so what's this piece of information that I haven't understood? You know, you have to see the information from the subconscious level like little red flags that are saying, hey, there's still an attachment, there's still a charge, and the reason why is you haven't learned from it. You haven't gotten the bigger picture. And if you go back in time and work with the subconscious on that, and you get the learnings, there's no reason for you to hold on to the emotion or to the belief, and they disappear. It's like this very beautiful exchange. You learn, you can let go.
Okay. So the email that I received, and I just shared a portion of it, had to do with, okay, I love what you're talking about. And actually, she indicates, I'm tired of having this fear. I'm tired of, you know, working as hard as I'm working.
Yeah.
And, you know, a sure thing is not a sure thing. And now I'm sitting here depressed and sad, and I can't pay my bills.
Right.
No
right.
account, no money, no love.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is where things come sometimes just to a head, where it's, okay, now you're sitting in this deep, dark place, and it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, it's not about the account. It's really about me and how I was pursuing my life, maybe always coming from a place of fear and lack and not having enough, rather from a place of self-value and self-worth. And these times are the richest times in our lives, because they give us the opportunity to make, again, there is a choice word, to make a choice. Do we want to feel like a victim, or do we want to actually say, no, I can actually now realize I have created this. It's not something that was taken away from me. I have created this, and I can actually uncreate it. I can do something with that and ultimately raise my self-awareness, raise my self-value, and this way also increase my self-love.
I would love to do a show with you because, you know, one of the things that I think we're all in search of, and that is love and relationship, whether it's romance, friendship, and I think it's very challenging. And, you know, based on what you've shared today, I can see what those hot buttons, those points that would show up. You know, you can imagine what happened the first time, you know, one of my first relationships, and the eggs got cooked. And, you know what I'm saying? You can imagine what
expectation was there.
And now here I am in the love of my life relationship, and the eggs are still... I know it sounds silly, but, you know, it's all connected, though.
No, it is, absolutely. And I think it's something that I appreciate just because it is such a, you know, seemingly small issue.
Right.
But it really shows from the level of the subconscious, there's no big or small. There's only charge and there's emotional attachment. And it doesn't matter if it's something that for everybody is understandable or if it's just understandable for you. You know, sometimes people come to me and say, you know, I don't really have a big issue, but I feel terribly anxious, although my life is really good, but I feel so depressed. And so it is really from the perspective of the person that the value comes. And so in your case, you know, with the eggs, I think that's a mm-hmm. it's a great story because it reflects on how serious the subconscious can take care or can take these little things.
Well, and this is all part of a bigger question. How
yes.
do we actually achieve our dream? And you referred back to the Canfield interview, which we're going to be airing again. But, you know, how do we achieve our dream? But how do we enable ourselves to think big enough and not be restricted by the fears and emotions that we've buried.
And I really think it comes from congruency and it comes from wholeness. And this comes only with self-love and acceptance. And that ties it together again to the ego. Only if we accept the ego, only if we love the ego as a part of us, something that has deep gifts. You may be actually surprised. A lot of times ego comes from fear. I think we agree all on that. And a lot of times it comes from a place of not being good enough. But when I work with clients on understanding more what the subconscious gifts and treasures of the ego are, we find that the ego is actually the place of compassion. It's a place that understands what pain is about and can this way relate much more to other people's pain. I mean, just imagine if you can give your ego a new job description to be actually the compassionate one, the one who goes out there and actually sees other people's pain, but rather buying into it and getting affected by it, really helping people to see more of the opportunities that are out there. Wouldn't that be a great turnaround for the ego?
I love what you're saying because, it really isn't something that we can push aside. It really is a must.
Yes.
So long as we, as you've said so brilliantly, continue to dissect ourselves and pull pieces off that are good and pieces that are not, cannot achieve wholeness.
Right. And we are not living, I think also from a spiritual component, we are not living
totally not
from the idea that everything is one and everything is unified.
And everything is good. Benny, do you have, are we good?
Yeah.
Are we all good?
Yeah, I got all the names, phone numbers.
Okay, good. And so we want to thank all of those folks that gave us a call. Friedemann, I want to thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Personal message real quick for our listeners.
Well, do whatever you can to understand more of what the ego is about rather than judging and rejecting it.
I love that. And we love each of you. For more information, go to cellularwisdom.com. or EgyptIsCalling.com. As we say on the Dr. Pat Show, Friedemann, you rock. All right, everyone, we'll see you right back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Try to